The next patient is Helen Venema. The last name is Victor Echo, November Echo, Mike Alpha, Venema, V-E-N-E-M-A, Helen, H-E-L-E-N. This is the clinical case of a 93-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 4 that is most likely associated to nephrosclerosis. The hypertension, the hyperlipidemia, the are playing a major role in the nephrosclerosis that this patient has. The latest laboratory workup that was done in June 3rd, 2024, the serum creatinine is 2.3 milligrams per deciliter with a BUN of 48, but with a BUN creatinine ratio of 21, slightly suggestive of prurigental azotemia. The glucose is 113. The calcium is reported at 11.3. We are going to order an ionized calcium and a PTH. The patient was seen by Dr. Yellow. The iodized calcium has been reported high in December 27, 2023. The serum protein electrophoresis and the immune electrophoresis fails to show the presence of abnormal paraprotein as is explanation of the hypercalcemia. The patient has been treated for iron deficiency anemia. She has been given iron infusions as well as a Procrit. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease that has been asymptomatic. The patient has a pulmonary fibrosis that has made that is followed by Dr. Wong. And if this pulmonary fibrosis is oxygen dependent. Following number, the patient has osteoarthritis, peripheral neuropathy, and hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. We're going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. Malignancy has been ruled out through imaging.